Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. For the fifth consecutive year, Governor Evers has proclaimed November 29th through December 31st as the Shop Small Wisconsin season, encouraging Wisconsinites to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses during the holiday season. Throughout the Shop Small Wisconsin season, the governor and members of his administration are encouraging you to celebrate small businesses and the contributions they make to communities across the state, to explore new small businesses and champion their success, and to show support for their neighbors and communities by shopping local this holiday season at your favorite small businesses. Not only is the governor encouraging you to participate in Shop Small Wisconsin season, he is also participating by shopping at local businesses around the state. He was in Richland Center today to shop at three downtown businesses, the Creative Outlet, followed by the Little Corner and Oak Hooch Books and Libations. I had a chance to shop with the governor at the Creative Outlet. Store owner Heather Miller gave him a tour of the store. Governor Evers asked her how things have changed over the last 18 years.
It has grown like crazy. Yeah. I rented on Main Street for 14 years, yeah. And then the owners had to sell that building, so I kind of had to figure out what I was going to do if I was going to try to keep the business going. Yeah. I had to find another place, and I found this building and decided I wanted it. Mm-hmm. There was another business in here, and talked the owner into just moving the Lady Fit exercise equipment into his other building. Yeah. And then I talked him into selling me the building instead of renting it to me.
The Creative Outlet deals in consigned clothing as well as crafts and supplies and scrapbooking supplies. As a former Wisconsin Secretary of Public Instruction, he was pleased with the various supplies for school scrapbooking.
This is stuff that they're not going to find at any of the big box stores.
I guess not.
Or even any small stores. Because I have this made.
Boscobel, Soda, Fenimore, Highland,
yep.
Hillsboro, Ithaca, Kickapoo.
You were...
I guess there.
You were...
State Superintendent at one time.
Heather Miller's stock covers 28 different area schools, clubs, and major athletic teams.
So
you're one and only.
Yeah.
You are.
My mom always said that my business was a horse of a different color.
Sure was. Sure is.
While touring the Creative Outlet, Governor Evers purchased a gift for his wife to add to her owl collection. More information about the Shop Small Wisconsin season, including ways to participate and facts and figures about the impact of shopping small during the holidays, is available on WEDC's website. Following the closure of the Early Learning Center in Plain by the River Valley School District, District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner announced the sale of the building on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee.
A business in the Plain area wanted to purchase that building from us. And that's been really exciting. It actually was the Sauk Prairie Healthcare Association and Hospital. So our elementary in Plain will be turned into the Plain Clinic, and it will become a hub of the community. So Sauk Prairie Healthcare bought the Plain Elementary. And so we were there last week for a ribbon cutting, kind of a handing off of things. And it's really a great transition of a building. You want your buildings to remain alive. You want your community to remain alive. And this is a great opportunity for Sauk Prairie Healthcare that needed to maybe expand a little bit, and their building was really small, to look at an affordable way to remodel an elementary school, frankly. And so it's really exciting. We have always had little kids in there. At one time it was an elementary, and then it became the Early Learning Center, but it's really been about learning and about growth and about doing your very best. And now Sauk Prairie Healthcare can go and really get people in there, and they can think about learning and healthcare and doing their very best. It's really handing off a torch of getting better at something. Instead of getting better at academics, you're getting better at your health.
Glassbrenner says it's exciting that the legacy of the building continues to help the community.
It's a great thing for Plain. It's a great thing for the River Valley area. It's a great thing regionally to have a hub that will have great opportunities. When you think of an elementary school, it's got a gymnasium, so they can do some more OTPT activities in there for healthcare. It's got a great kitchen. Maybe we can have some diabetic seminars on how to cook healthfully and do great things, and that can be through healthcare. Some of those classrooms can be split up and put into things that are like small doctor visit places. Larger classrooms can be places for yoga or Pilates or weight room. So it's really going to offer that community and our region another use of a great space.
A ribbon cutting was held last week. Online purchases and package deliveries skyrocket during the holiday season. Naturally, scammers use this opportunity to trick busy shoppers into giving out their personal information. Here's what you should know about a new twist on delivery scams. You receive a text message from what appears to be a delivery driver looking for your home. If the message seems a little strange to you, trust your gut. It's a scam. It's important to note that consumers will never receive unsolicited messages from USPS or other delivery services unless you have provided your contact information. You have access to free tools that provide shipping and delivery notifications, but you have to opt in to receive them. Information contained in these scam messages would never be provided without the consumer first registering online and initiating a request. To avoid delivery scams, keep track of your deliveries. Scammers hope you'll just assume they are talking about a package you ordered recently without double-checking. It will be much harder for them to fool you if you know what packages you are expecting, from what companies, and when. Know delivery company policies. Delivery companies will never contact you with unsolicited calls or text. Depending on how you signed up for notifications, messages usually are posted within a secure online portal. Be leery of unsolicited messages, especially if you never signed up for text alerts. Never give sensitive personal information to strangers. If an unsolicited caller asks you for personal information, even if they claim to represent a company you trust, hang up and call the company using the official customer service number. Calling the company yourself is the best way to determine if the inquiry is legitimate or a scam. For more information, visit the Better Business Bureau's online shopping HQ for more tips on shopping safely online. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will be holding its Christmas fundraiser for local veterans and Toma VA veterans Wednesday in the Richland County Bank lobby. The annual event has been held for many years. Marge Freeman, a past commander, three-year trustee for VFW Post 2267, is an organizer of the fundraiser.
We've been doing it, the VFW Post 2267 Richland Center, Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267. It's going on 67 years. Originally, it started after the Korean War ended. And for those who remember, Bill and Lois Duer were some of the focal individuals that were involved in it. It was strictly for the Toma VA veterans. But however, since 2017, we have also done a huge focus on our local veterans at our local homes, Pine Valley, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Our House, and Harvest Guest. So our focus is number one for the local veterans, and then for other items, we distribute up to the Toma VA. And of course, all those items that are collected every year, and it's always the second Wednesday in December at the Richland County Bank lobby.
There are various items suggested to donate for the veterans.
Just a reminder to the public and all those donating, all items that are donated absolutely have to be new, never used. That could be personal care items, clothing, sweets, candies, bars, cookies, but clothing is always an interesting item.
Other suggested items include warm stocking caps, mittens, and gloves, forever stamps, calendars, a glue gun with extra glue sticks, decks of cards, toiletries, AAA and AA batteries, and diabetic ankle socks. Monetary donations are also accepted. All donations can be dropped off at the Richland County Bank lobby on Wednesday between 9 and 2. If you are unable to drop off any donations that day and need to make arrangements to get them to VFW Post 2267, or if you have any questions, call 608-647-4884. The Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, along with Wisconsin Aging and Disability Resource Center, presents a free quarterly support and education series about brain health and living well with mild cognitive impairment. Pam Kohlberg is a dementia care specialist.
It's phenomenal that we live in Wisconsin because as a dementia care specialist, that program only exists in Wisconsin through the Aging and Disability Resource Centers. But one thing that they do at this research center with Nate Chin and other famous doctors is that they do these presentations, Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment. And what that means is dementia medically is called major cognitive impairment, but people can have a form that's like more memory issues than normal aging, but it's not a form of dementia, or it can turn into it, but maybe not. So this MCI is something you're going to hear more and more about, which is mild cognitive impairment. And so how do you kind of go about your life? And so what they're going to be talking about that day, it's Friday, December 12th from 9:30 to 11:30. There's this webinar and it happens quarterly. We're going to do it in March and June and September and December next year. But this December, Friday the 12th, it's partnering with your healthcare team.
The educational series, including the upcoming program, is educational and gives participants a chance to get involved in the discussion.
I also love this webinar because they interact. You can ask questions. You can listen to other people. What I like is this healthy living with mild cognitive impairment. It kind of gives ideas that are good for any of us, brain health ideas, you know, how to use your brain better. But as the person who coordinated this said, how often do you get access to sort of, you know, internationally known doctors who are doing the research on the front end and be able to hear from them directly? And that's the thing is because it's all coming through the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center that's at UW-Madison. And that research center is known around the world as one of being the top places for the cutting edge with it. So here's your chance to hear directly from those researchers.
Partnering with your healthcare team, guest presenters will be geriatrician Nathaniel Chin, speech-language pathologist Carrie Esser, and occupational therapist Sarah Gunderson. They will share how healthcare professionals work together to provide comprehensive care for people living with MCI and their support networks. The program will end with a Q&A session. It will be held Friday from 9:30 to 11:30. The program is free and open to all. If you wish to register to attend in person at Crossing Rivers Health in Prairie du Chien or wish to join the program live via Zoom, you can contact Pam Kohlberg by phone at 608-548-3954 or by email at pkohlberg@junocountywi.gov. Today's Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle winner is Steve Young with ticket number 377.